You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Sheriff Richard Mack, who is in Washington, D.C. right now. Sheriff, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. It's a hectic day, and I'm sorry I can't be on very long, but I really appreciate your interest and all your listeners' interest.
Thanks, Sheriff. What's happening down there in the nation's capital?
Well, we have about 50 sheriffs here from all over the country, and we have many, many more sheriffs, literally hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs who support this effort. This is the first time that National Sheriffs Association has stood with me and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in supporting the same cause. Usually we don't agree on much, but we totally agree on this. We agree that the President of the United States is acting outside the law, that he has no authority to set aside law or make law and to pick and choose what parts of the Constitution he wishes to follow because of political expediency. We're standing against all of that. We're also standing against the damage and destruction that is happening to our country economically and spiritually and criminally because of the lawlessness going on and being supported by our own federal government. The illegal aliens that come here, we don't begrudge them from wanting to come here and get better jobs, but we do begrudge a government that allows this, and all of the millions and millions of illegal aliens crossing over into America, we don't know who they are, we don't know what intentions they have in mind, we don't know if they're diseased, we don't know if they're cartel members or Mexican mafia, we don't know if they're terrorists, and we know darn well, it's already been documented, that terrorists come into our country through the southern border and even the northern border because of the lax security that is there. And constitutionally and lawfully, the federal government is required to protect the borders of this country. When they refuse to do it and then spend millions and billions of dollars to try to stop the problems afterwards, is absolutely ridiculous, and it's hypocrisy and stupidity at its worst. And charging the taxpayers for that when you don't do your job in the first place is malfeasance of office, and it's treason. And we want the American people to know that the sheriffs of this country are here to try to protect them. There's a strong effort here, and we're working with a group called FAIR, F-A-I-R. They just had us lunch, and we had a meeting here to determine what we were all going to be doing today. Several of us have already met with congressmen, and several of us met with Senator Mike Lee this morning. Senator Mike Lee is also working on opposing and getting rid of NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. There are things that are moving here, and I've said on your show before, and I'll still say it again, that there's very few solutions in Washington, D.C. But this is a solution that the sheriffs are bringing here, wanting to put the White House and the Congress on notice that what they have been doing is hurting the infrastructure of our counties, hurting the crime rates in our counties, and we're sick and tired of having to pick up after the federal government when it refuses to do its job. And so we're here trying to do our best to defend the American people. And I'm really proud of the sheriffs that are here and the other sheriffs across the country that are supporting this historic effort.
Right. Now, Sheriff, thanks for taking the time. I know you're under pressure here for time. You only have a couple minutes. I want to ask you two quick questions. One is, what exactly is it that you want to accomplish there in D.C.? And the other we'll get to after you answer that.
Well, first and foremost, we want to remind Congress that they can defund anything that the president is trying to do. We want Congress to defund any movement that would support amnesty. We also want them, on the side, we want them to defund Obamacare. They have the authority and power to do this, and we just want them to have the courage, and we want them to know that the sheriffs of this country and the people of this country want something to be done. And if they're going to leave it to us in our counties to do it, then we'll take care of it there. But it would be so much easier if they would just do their jobs. So we want Congress to provide security at the border, and we want them to defund any proposal by the president for amnesty.
Your organization, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, that's ESPOA.org. We have spoken when that organization was launched, and it's come a long way in a short couple of years, and it's really gained some ground. Why don't you just let the listeners know exactly what that organization is, and really, it's quite impressive how far it's come from just a few years ago to today.
Yes, it has, and it's really made an impact. And what I want all your listeners to know is that they can become members. They can be part of this, and if you want what we're doing to increase, then become a member and make a donation. Yes, absolutely. We must all do what the Founding Fathers said. Pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to this holy cause of liberty. And we're fighting in the trenches to keep this effort peaceful, to restore the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. And we ask that each one of you join us in this great work that we are about. All citizens can join. Every American can become a member. Yes, we focus on sheriffs, But we're all part of this, and we the people have got to work together with our sheriffs to make this happen. And if we do, we can keep this revolution for American liberty peaceful and effective, and we can't be listening to programs like this anymore. Yes, we need to keep doing it. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. We can't just listen. We have to listen and do. If we're not going to be doers, then really there's not much sense in listening.
You're right. Sheriff Richard Mack, I've said it before, I'll say it again, you're a great American, sir. You are a piece of American history. Thank you for what you're doing, sir, and best of luck there in the nation's capital, and looking forward to talking to you real soon.
Thanks. Everybody be praying for us, and pray for your sheriffs here, and pray for America, and God bless all of you. Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Thanks, Sheriff.